She is the career facilitator for students enrolled in the co-op program in high school from Earl Marriott Secondary, Ms. Carla Brabenick. Hello, Ms. Brabenick.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Good, thanks.
So, would you mind giving us a brief description of your role in the school?
My role in the school is to provide the co-op students, both humanities and science students, opportunities to do work experiences in areas that they're interested, as well as I provide them some education on making resumes, cover letters, and that sort of thing, as well as I help students who want to go into the trades by enabling them to be part of partnership programs with local colleges, and I also provide post-secondary counseling for students as well.
Awesome. And how would you describe the benefits for the students involved in the program?
Well, the students get an opportunity to explore an area that they are interested in, which in some cases means that they're very excited about it and they know for sure that's what they want to do. And in other cases, it means that they discover, I actually don't really want to do something. So that is a great benefit, as well as sometimes they'll get an opportunity to go to a place where they hadn't thought of before and discover something entirely new.
Perfect. So there are definitely some advantages. But on the other hand, could you think of any disadvantages that may be present for some students that are planning on getting enrolled in a co-op program for high school?
Well, the co-op program means that you have to do 3 of your core subjects at an accelerated pace in order to create the 6 weeks of opportunity for work. For some students, working at that pace may be difficult, and so that would be a disadvantage for them. You have to be proficient in those subjects.
And so how would a student interested in joining a co-op program be able to get in?
Well, we have an application process. This year, it was for 2013-2014, we had 68 applicants for our science co-op and 56 for humanities, which means that there is a rigorous application process, including interviews. We look at volunteerism, extracurricular, and of course, obviously, their achievement in the related courses.
So there is a high number of students wishing to get enrolled in the co-op.
There is, yeah. We take basically between 2 of our co-ops, 60 students. We also run a mechanics co-op, and there we only take 24 students. In this year, we had 30 applicants, so it is really competitive.
And Earl Marriott Secondary isn't the only high school that provides this program, right?
No. Elgin Park Secondary in South Surrey also provides this opportunity, as well as several other schools in Surrey.
And how would the co-op program affect these students in their post-secondary, so after they're done high school?
The nice advantage in taking a co-op is that it separates you from the average student in the school. You have something that they don't. You've gone out and done a work experience, generally speaking, in an area where the average young person wouldn't be able to get a job. I think that as a post-secondary advantage means that when you're applying, perhaps the admissions people will see that as an advantage because they know you want to do it, if that makes sense. It isn't a question whether you want to do it. You obviously do because you've already worked in the field.
Yes. And so it benefits in terms of experience and as well as credits, I mentioned.
Yes, as well, because a normal high school student receives 16 credits in a semester and our students receive 20. So each work experience actually counts as a full course. So for some students, that may mean that they could graduate early if they also accelerated the following year.
Yes. And I understand that the co-op students have 2 work experiences every semester. How long are these work experiences?
The work experiences are 3 weeks. And in that time, they're expected to work a full work week of about 120 hours in those 3 weeks, so 40 hours.
Yes. And what type of placements do these co-op students get for their work experience?
Wow. Well, for humanities co-op, basically we say to them, you can do anything you want to do, provided it's not a science co-op work experience. So as an example, you've had an opportunity to work with CITR.
Yes.
We've had students in elementary schools, libraries, physiotherapists. Oh, my. For science co-op, we have students in all sorts of labs at UBC. We're very, very grateful to UBC for having so many of our kids. We've had students clone genes. All you name it. If it's possible for us to have a student go, we will try our best.
So how would Earl Marriott Secondary's co-op system differ from the other schools?
Well, I'd like to think that our students are the best. So perhaps that's one way that we differ. I would say that we have a very competitive program, so that enables us to select the most appropriate candidate. And I think that also we are very, very strict with following up with students, following up with employers, and in order to achieve the best experience for both the student and the employer. And I think that, generally speaking, our employers are really overjoyed with having the student.
All right, so we talked about, in general, what the co-op program was and the work experiences that it offered to students, and also some new doors that it might open for students in their career after high school. And now I want to ask if there are any requirements or expectations for the students from employers and teachers.
Well, we expect students to make the phone call to the employer after I've made the phone call. They need to phone and set an interview time. For that interview, they are expected to arrive professionally with a cover letter and a resume. And then following that, they begin their 3 weeks of work experience. The employer provides the student an evaluation at the end. The student is also expected with the employer to create a training plan so that there's no question about what is expected, an oath of confidentiality, and a variety of other pieces of paperwork. And then at the end, when the student returns home, we usually have a debrief with all the classmates so they can learn about each other's work experience. And then the student is expected to write a letter of thanks to the employer, because at the end of the day, if employers are not willing to accept our students, our program doesn't exist. Yes. So we want to make sure that they are, that they understand how grateful we are.
Yes, and for this next question, we actually went over this very briefly just earlier, but in terms of regular classes that the students take, so when they aren't on their work experience, how does the setup and orientation of these co-op classes differ from those that the average student were to take? So for example, in terms of teachers and the scheduling.
Okay, so for the co-op, the students, group of 30 students remain together all day, unlike in the regular system where you might have a different group of 30 students in each one of your classes. With Humanities Co-op, you have two teachers. The one teacher teaches Psychology and English 11, and the other teacher teaches Social Studies 11. And so you might spend your morning doing English and Psychology and your afternoon doing Socials, or, you know, any combination of that. And so that means that you build quite a good team relationship with those students and also with the teacher. That's quite a bit different. And then that also provides the opportunity, because you're taking three courses rather than four, to accelerate those three courses and open up in your schedule the opportunity to go away for 6 weeks.
I see. So you're saying that having all of the co-op students together for every course sort of brings them together in the sense that they start building a closer bond with one another, and since they're with each other for the entire school day, they tend to get along better, whereas I guess in regular classes, students have different classmates for each of their courses, so they don't really have the same type of connection with one another. Yes, perfect. So how would you describe a regular day for you?
Oh, my regular day at work. Well, you know, there is no regular day at work in my job, because every day is different. I have students that roll in and out of my office, and depending on their needs, my day may totally shift. But normally speaking, we're around co-op time, my day is making phone calls and emails to employers all the time. I cold call for hours and hours a day. And I sometimes think that I should pre-record myself and just stick that on the phone, because I feel I say the same thing over and over again. But so that ends up being a good portion of my day.
Yes. And so I'm guessing that it wouldn't be an easy task getting all 60 of the students into a work experience.
No, it definitely isn't. And I think sometimes people think I just snap my fingers and make it happen. But there can be times when I make 10 to 15 phone calls per student per placement. And yet other times when it just happens instantly. That is not all that often, but it can happen. So
yes. All right. And so I'm assuming that Earl Marriott Secondary isn't the only high school that has a co-op program. Are there any other schools that you're aware of with the same type of program?
I would say, in the city of Surrey, there's quite a few schools that do. The one that's closest to us is Elgin Park. They also run a humanities and science co-op, and they do it in the opposite semesters to ours so that we don't exhaust our employers. We don't want to have all the science co-ops running at the same time, or humanities, or, you know, there's a variety of other ones as well. But each school has a little bit of their own take on how they do it.
All right, so now I want to know the type of reception that you get from employers, from students, from parents. What is their take on the program?
Oh, you know, students are super excited about it, I think, as is evidenced by the number of students who are applying. I think parents really realize that nowadays, just having good grades just isn't enough. If you want to win scholarships or entry into major universities, you have to do more. You have to have a history of volunteerism and extracurricular and have good grades. And so something like a work experience separates you. So, and I think with employers, once they get over that initial worry about what are we going to do with the student and they actually have the student, they come to really realize that our students can provide meaningful help within the job. They aren't just there to observe. And so I think employers are generally pretty excited about it too, because they see that maybe this might be their future.
That's amazing. And it is my understanding that students end up doing an evaluation or assessment of themselves at the work site. And I guess so that the school at the end can sort of have two perspectives. Are the employers required to do the same type of evaluation and assessment for the students?
Yes, they do. We ask that toward the end of the 3 weeks that the employer does the evaluation, and then we hope that the employer sits with the student and reviews that with them so that they can learn the areas that maybe they need to improve upon, but also, hey, what are you doing well, and keep doing that.
All right, so we talked about the requirements that students had to have to get into the co-op. What grade do the students have to be in to get involved in the program at Earl Marriott?
So in our school, in grade 10, the students apply and interview for the program, and then they take humanities and science in grade 11. Our mechanics co-op program, they can take in grade 11 or 12.
And will there be any other requirements that the students would have to fulfill in order to get a position in the co-op? Mm-hmm.
We look at attendance, punctuality, the grades or the marks that they achieved in a particular course, depending on which co-op they're applying for. We look at two teacher references because we're interested to see the sort of the work ethic and the general nature of the student. We interview the student, and then we take all that criteria into consideration, and from that we select.
Perfect. And say a student would want to get involved in more than one co-op. Would they be able to do that?
It is possible. We've never had a student do it yet, but it is possible. They would then have to either take in summer school or in their grade 12 year some of the courses they might be missing. For example, they'd be missing their math as well as their language course. But nowadays, summer school is such that very high achieving students tend to take it because they want to accelerate and or take more courses than what is available in a regular school year.
And it's good that you brought up the topic of courses as well, because having being in the co-op, they won't be taking the same courses as perhaps their friends that are in regular programs. So would the students still get to complete all their requirement courses for their grad?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So we talked about the students' perspective. We talked about the employers. What about you yourself? What are your personal beliefs and personal experiences that you've had with the co-op?
For me, the co-op is something that is obviously evolving as important, because there are co-ops currently at the university level here at UBC. I think that if I had a child, I would encourage them to do that, simply because it does provide you the opportunity to explore and to discover what it is you might be good at and what it is you might like. I think a lot of times students have no idea. And so if you can get a little bit of a leg up in life from doing something like this, why not? And besides the fact that I believe that the students really become close, and it is just a wonderful experience.
And would you have any stories to tell about students in particular that have benefited from the co-op program?
I think many students have benefited. I think there's a couple stories that come to mind. One is rather amusing. I had a student that wanted to be an oral surgeon. And so she decided that she was going to go to an oral surgeon. And when she was there, they were going to do a significant extraction on a person. And of course, when you do that, there's a lot of blood, and she passed out. So they got her out of the room and helped her regroup, and she wanted to go back in. And so there she went, and she saw the blood and passed out again. And And shortly thereafter, Fulmian said that perhaps blood isn't for her. So, you know, clearly that would be something that would be good to learn before you actually do a four-year, say, science degree and then onward to dentistry. So for her, although it wasn't maybe the experience she was hoping for, it helped change the path that she went on.
That's a funny story. So you're saying that the student would get a significant amount of experience from the co-op directed towards their potential career path that might even, in fact, change their views on what they were previously planning on choosing as a career.
Absolutely.
So, in closing, would you mind giving us one specific reason why any student should get into a co-op program in high school?
Well, I think the reason to do it is that it's a game changer. In so many different ways. I think the students come out from this more mature, having had experiences in the real world, in the real adult world, that maybe they've never had before. They've learned how to problem solve. So I think, to me, that word game changer really is the right descriptor for our program.
All right, so how long has this co-op system been available for students?
Well, co-op has been around for quite a few years. I think it's 7 or 8 or more years, for that matter. But it has grown quite a bit over the years. We used to have to really hunt kids down and encourage them to come into the program because they didn't really understand it. Now it's quite the opposite, is that we have, you know, double the students that we can actually accept into the program. And also the variety of placements has changed as well. We have more employers than ever before and quite a variety of employers.
So you're saying that there is a clear sign of evolution within the program itself in terms of popularity and the opportunities being offered to the students. How would you see the co-op in maybe 5 or 10 years from now for the students?
Well, I would imagine that it's conceivable that we will start another co-op in a different area so as not to exhaust our current employers and provide another group of 30 students the opportunity to explore their career and to grow.
So before we end the interview, I just want to do a quick summary of what we discussed about the co-op program in high school today. So for Earl Marriott Secondary, the three co-op programs offered are Mechanics, Sciences, and Humanities, each of which have their own unique placements for work experience. The courses that students would take in the co-ops are also different from other classes. During the semester, the students are sent to 2 work experiences, each being 3 weeks long. They must complete a total of 120 hours of work during these 3 weeks in order to get their full 4 credits. Entrance into the co-op is free of charge, but limited to a maximum of 30 students per class. The student would, however, need to cover the cost of transportation to their work placements by transit, which generally isn't too expensive since the work placements are given at locations which are relatively close to their schools. And finally, the job experience they end up obtaining from the placements tend to help a lot with the student's future, as we discussed. The hours that they put in can be included in their resumes, and they also generally receive a reference letter from their employers if they end up performing beyond expectations. For myself, being a co-op student, I can say that the experience has been amazing for me. All my employers were very welcoming and polite from day one, and they helped me throughout my 3 weeks with great energy and patience, so I'm very grateful for that. I would like to say thank you to Ms. Bravnik for coming all the way from White Rock to talk to us today. Ms. Carla Bravnik from Earl Marriott Secondary. Thank you.
Thank you, Ada.
And I would also like to thank CITR Radio for this airtime on Smart People. Join us next Wednesday for another interview with a new guest. Thank you, and make it a great day. Your touch don't